5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
Celebrating the history of Sega. This is Sega Ages.
But it's been a while since you've heard that intro. Yes, welcome to Sega Ages here on Radio Sega, celebrating the 8th anniversary of Radio Sega Live. Because obviously this day, 8 years ago, was when Sega Ages first premiered and made its debut as the first live show on the Radio Sega airwaves. You may have noticed, whoever's supposed to be hosting this is sounding a bit different. Yes, because I'm not Casey, I'm not Simon Shirley, I'm not Resident SD, I'm not Gavi. I am Green Viper 8, and I'll be your host for the next 2 and a bit hours. As we play through the music of 2017. So, it was a bit of an interesting year in terms of what actually went on in the world, but it was quite a good year for gaming, in my personal opinion. In fact, as I've mentioned on the Radio Sega live shows quite a bit, it's actually probably been my favourite year in gaming for a very long time. Some absolutely fantastic games released this year, and on top of that, Sega themselves release some even better games, because we got some great stuff coming up tonight, such as the fantastic Sonic Mania, the pretty good, although some people wouldn't consider it that, Sonic Forces, the absolutely fantastic arcade perfect Hatsune Miku Project Diva Future Tone, the fantastic blew everyone away this year, the Yakuza series had 3 installments, 2 if you lived in the US. And there were some other great entries, such as the Japan-exclusive Sega 3D for Koku Archives 3, and some other things, such as some Atlus games, and a new Daytona USA, actually, as well as the finally English release of Puyo Puyo Tetris. So, for one night only, I will be here as, you know, hosting this show, and if you want to talk, you've got plenty of different places that you can go ahead and do that. You've got Twitter, at Radio Sega, or at the Green Vaporator if you want to send a message directly to me, or you can use the hashtag SegaAges, or if you want to chat to us, if it's been a while since you've tuned into an episode of Sega Ages, then you're going to probably be thrown a bit off. We're no longer using the IRC, although we still, you know, we'll quite happily chat to you if you want to use the IRC, but our main method of communication is now the Discord, so if you'd like to join that is radiose.go/discord. If you already have a client, then, you know, just join the server that way. But if you don't, just enter a username on your preferred web browser of choice. And, yeah, from there you'll be able to chat with us down in the chat room. So, let's see if we currently have anyone down here. Quite a few people, actually. We've got Shadows Croft, we've got Veritex, we've got Twinny, we've got Doan, we've got Doomgirl, and we've probably got some more lurking. So if you're listening in, you know, through the podcast as well, hello. If you're tuning in but not chatting, that's also okay. I think it's time we got into some music. Oh, and we've also got Opus Science Collective. So, without further ado, I think we're going to get into a track from what a lot of people called the absolute best Sega game this year, and I'd have to say I think I personally agree. So, from Sonic Mania, this is Friends, the opening animation, which, unlike the rest of the soundtrack, was composed by Hyper Potions, not T. Lopez. But, as for now, enjoy the music, and we'll be back after with some more chat. But, yeah, enjoy the music.
Get ready.
I didn't mean to do that. We'll be right back.
playing the soundtrack to the history of Sega. Sega Ages on Radio Sega.
After a bit of a switcheroo there, we finally played the track which I initially intended you to play, but after that we had from Sonic Forces, that was Theme of the Resistance, which is actually the title theme. A lot of the... technically I've heard people call that the main theme before, but obviously it isn't the main theme, because Fist Bump is clearly established as the main theme, also by the fact that it's used multiple times throughout the game, whereas that's only used in that one menu, and even then, that song actually changes when you beat the game, because it changed to a different menu theme. So, if you haven't beaten the game, that is your menu theme. Otherwise, it's, what's it called? Light of Hope instrumental version, I believe it's called, when you beat the game. Now, before that, from Sonic Mania, that was Friends, the opening animation that I initially intended to play for you as the first track. However, I made a mess and instead pressed the skip button twice when I meant to press it once. So, kicking off the block there technically was from Sega 3D for Koku Archives 3, which was Japan exclusive for the 3DS, which technically released in 2016, technically not. That was the intro. And now it is time for the... no, it's not. It's time to go ahead and, I guess, talk to you in the chat room. So, we currently have in the chat room, as I said, a few more people than we initially had, because we've also got Lost Impact, and we got 20, and TCB has shown his face again. And also, Electric Boogaloo has now decided to type, and I think I made another mess up there, didn't I? I don't think that was released this year. this is what happens when you use RavSeek's list, because RavSeek's list counts that as being released in 2017, and I think that was released in 2016, actually, so... Whoops! And TuneIn says this is the Manic Monday show. This is not the Manic Monday show. Do not retune your radio. You're listening to the correct show in this case. Yeah, 20 said he was disappointed, actually, that there was no history of the internet for this episode, and it's not really something that's been done for these special episodes before, because the special episodes in the past have just sort of winged it, like, whatever works, we will instead do that, you know? Minimal pain, minimal effort on Casey's part. But, yeah, that, for those of you who don't know, the history of the internet kicked off the first episode of Sega Ages, a little monologue saying that this is the biggest thing to happen to the internet, and, Viper hosting an episode of Sega Ages is probably the smallest thing to happen on the history of the internet. And we're joined by another one, which is in the form of Retrix. Actually, we haven't seen in a while, so hello to Retrix. But yes, aside from that, pretty much, there's not really too much else going on, but if you want to pop into the chat room, that's all fine, and... I'm not really sure what to say for this segment, if I'm honest, because I've actually not written anything down here, so instead it's partly winging it, partly not. So, Jamie just messaged at me saying, even though he's taking out for a Switch, he's decided to get a game which is something Sega-related, but he's got getting that Sega thing with the game. It's a rather cryptic clue, actually, I'm not gonna lie. Or probably I read that wrong, that's more likely to be the answer, but, if you can't tell, the reason I'm stumbling a lot is because I'm incredibly nervous, because this is a massive honour, by the way, so I want to, you know, thank those who've come before me in the Sega Ages lineup, because it always sort of was my favourite Radio Sega show, so being able to host it is a massive honour, so I want to thank everyone who, you know, helped me get here. But mainly, I think finally some people are relieved because for the first time in about 4 years, Casey isn't the one hosting this episode. So, Jamie says he got LEGO Dimensions, because obviously Sonic the Hedgehog was featured in LEGO Dimensions and had his own story pack. Yeah, we don't have the music for that on Radio Sega, because I think we don't count it, if I remember correctly. Meh, either way. But I heard some people talking down in the chat room because obviously this would normally be the Manic Monday show, and everyone loves the Manic Monday show's little competition known as Say My Name, where Casey gives the most cryptic clues of all time in hopes that no one will get points. Now, although I can't do a Say My Name tonight, there is something that goes a little something like this.
Sega Ages in reverse.
Oh, it's that time to bring on the lovely talk bed and also the cryptic music. This is In Reverse, and for those of you who don't know how In Reverse works, I will need to get out my document so I can tell you how In Reverse works. But for those of you who played it before, you know, don't sweat it. It works the same as it does every year. In Reverse is basically a competition where we play you 5 Sega tracks in reverse, and you have to guess which ones they are, obviously all relating to the year at hand. So there's a pretty simple way to tell sort of what you're meant to do. So if you get the name and game of the track before it is played on the show, that is 2 points. If you get the game and track name after it's played, then you only get 1 point. So I'm going to say that one track was already played in the first batch, so one of those 3 tracks that you heard there is actually already in reverse. So, you know, use your cryptic skills. If you've already played this, you'd know that, because I'm sure 20 knows that at this point. There is one track in reverse that will not be played tonight, so basically, give it your best, and I don't know. Sorry, now I'm distracted by Electric Boogaloo. If you get all the other tracks, however, before they're played, you get a bonus point, meaning you can get a full 10 points maximum. And yeah, 10 points maximum. So I've got my track list here. I've got my In Reverse queued up. So with that in mind, should we get into the first play of In Reverse, the 2017 edition? I think that's a good idea. Think you know any of these? Well, why don't you go ahead and send me a private message over on Discord then, radiosc.gf/discord, I'm GreenViper8, click on my name, or double click if that still works, I don't think it does, but right click on my name, click message, and then send me your guesses. So, I just also want to point out, I did say earlier, but be doubly sure to include the game name as well as the track name, because that will bag you the points. But pretty much, I didn't actually say what we're playing for, so Casey sort of hinted at it last episode, and I slightly hinted at it on Twitter, but it was not an obvious hint at all. But normally what we do during Sega Ages special episodes is we tend to give away a prize, and normally that prize ends up being a t-shirt of some kind, and normally it's just, you know, your generic bog standard Radio Sega t-shirt. I'm not judging, because they're great t-shirts. I love the Radio Sega, like, original, just, logo t-shirts. But at the same time, I thought we need to make something a bit more special. We need to mix it up in here a bit, and make something unique for what is possibly going to be my only episode of Sega Ages. Let's be honest, I'll be fired before the day is over. But, yes, yeah, so You can be in with a chance of winning an exclusive, one-of-a-kind, no one has ever made one of these before, Sega Ages t-shirt. So, basically, if you win in reverse, then what you need to do is you need to send me your t-shirt size and your address, and I will get that ordered off to you as soon as possible. It won't take 7 months this time, I promise, but no, I'll send it out pretty much, well, I'll put it in the order at least tonight, so you should hopefully get it soon if you're in the UK. If not, be prepared to wait multiple millenniums. But yes, we already got in a few guesses in the chat room, and KC is currently in the chat room, who's also explaining the rules. There's quite a lot of people talking. I guess we'll get into that a bit more next talkbed. But yeah, pretty much, I'm going to say only send them in through Discord. Because don't send them through public at all, because that's a horrible idea, because then people are going to steal your answers. And do you want to be the one who, you know, took away your chance at winning a lovely, one-of-a-kind Sega Ages t-shirt? I don't think you do, so to be in for a chance of winning, Discord DM, or maybe at a push, a private message on Twitter. I think I'll accept that, yeah. Private message on Twitter, and all of them, you can get in a guess on in reverse. But for now, I say we get into some more music. So, outside of Sega, like, one of the more well-known releases this year that, well, outside of, like, the core of Sega, one of the main releases that came out this year was obviously from Atlus, because now Sega own Atlus. And by far the biggest release that Atlus had this year was a little game known by Persona 5. I don't know if you've heard of it, it's not really that big. It almost didn't take the Radio Sega world by storm, you know? It wasn't requested for months on end, the two vocal themes, but we got one lined up here. So, from Persona 5, this is Life Will Change, right here on Sega Ages.
I'm the fire.
What an absolute tune we just had there from the I don't know how to pronounce it. From the Caligula Effect, that was Sadistic Queen, which was another Atlas release this year, which, as I said in the chat room, got overshadowed by Persona 5, unfortunately, but it had a great soundtrack, as most Atlas releases tend to do, because Atlas tend to hire some great musicians, and not just, you know, hire some generic-y musicians who'll make a generic-y soundtrack. Before that was a track from Puyo Puyo Tetris, that was fun, Puyo Puyo Hell. And before that, from Persona 5, that was Life Will Change, and a lot of people were a bit miffed, to say, by the decision that I chose to instead pick that over, I can't think of its name now, Last Surprise, and there's a good reason for that, and it's because on my own show, Topical Resort, I tend to play Last Surprise quite a bit, so I thought it'd be a nice change from the norm to play that track right there. And I just want to say, on In Reverse, I'm not going to give you any clues as to what's currently happening, but let's just say one person has got a very clear head start, so you're going to have to put in some work. But just remember, four of the five tracks will be played throughout the duration of this show, so if you're not getting one, don't worry, it's all good. You'll be able to get one in just a few moments, and I say a few moments, but not until the next talk bed. But yes, aside from that, I think I had something I wanted to talk about this talk bed. There's a lot of talk about In Reverse in the chat room, and Rectrix is reminiscing because he's technically, now I think about it, one of the people who's been around the longest in the site out of who's currently chatting, because obviously we had KC who's been around for a long time. We've got TCB and Twinny. We've also got Rectrix, who used to be staff. He's no longer staff. We secretly wish that he came back to our staff. But yeah, quite a lot of newbies in here who's actually probably never heard a Sega Ages episode before. And if you haven't, check out the podcast. I highly recommend it. I still think even like the old episode stuff from the 2010s and 2011s holds up incredibly well today. As I say, still my absolute favourite Radio Sega live show. So check it out. But yeah, as for now, I did have something I want to say. I found it again. So I want to talk about everyone's favourite games of 2017. I want to know what yours were specifically. So, you know, let me know down below whatever social media platform you want. And because I just want to hear, because in general, there was a... I think the thing that inspired this was the fact that Sonic Forces, love it or hate it, received a lot of negative press. And in general, 2017, for a lot of people, was the year of negativity. It was the year of bashing stuff and not giving stuff a proper chance and sort of, you know, just people were very negative this year. And while I wasn't the biggest fan of Sonic Forces myself, I thought a lot of the negativity was quite honestly undeserved. So we're going to go the different route instead of bashing Sonic Forces. I'd like to know, what was your absolute favourite game of 2017? Sega? Non-Sega? You know, let me know and I'll read some out later, and by later I mean like a block or two down into the show. As for me, I'm going to list my absolute two favourite games of 2017, and only one of them will trigger people in this chat room. So I'm going to go with the one which will trigger people first. My first favourite game of 2017 was one that really surprised me. Super Mario Odyssey. And I say this surprised me because, to the shock of some people, because some people think I'm a hardcore fan of Nintendo, which I'm not really. But I've never been a massive fan of most Mario games. Like a few. I enjoyed Super Mario World and Galaxy 2 and sort of enjoyed Sunshine. That's really about the extent of my like for the mainstream Mario games. I tend to sort of like the spin-offs more. But Super Mario Odyssey surprised me because I sort of got it on a whim. I got it because there was a lot of hype around the game and I'm like, yeah, okay, let's check this out. And initially when I first played the game, I didn't actually really like it that much. But once I'd sort of mastered the controls, got to grips with everything in the game, I just fell in love with it. And I think also helping was the fact that at the beginning I was using motion controls, and by the end of the game, because I didn't have a pro controller yet, I'd switched to the GameCube controller, which I think certainly helped. And yeah, I didn't like it at the time, but like when I got towards the end of the game and I'd got proper controls and when I'd mastered everything and just got everything perfect, I really appreciated the game because it's so nice. Like, it has some great tracks. It's got some fantastic level design as well, and I think my absolute favourite thing about it is the controls. It's genuinely one of the best controlling games I've ever played in the 3D, at least in the 3D platforming department. I'm not sure about ever, but it controls really nicely. Like, I don't have an issue with Sonic Forces, but bear in mind that was released the same month, and it controls nowhere near as, like, fluid solidly as Super Mario Odyssey does. And on top of that, the graphics were absolutely fantastic, like, luscious graphics for Nintendo stuff. Like, compare it to the Wii U's graphics and Super Mario 3D World's graphics, I think it looks absolutely incredible. So yeah, that was probably one of my favourite games of the year. And my second is the obvious one. You knew I was going to talk about it, and that's for a reason. Sonic Mania. Interestingly, my first playthrough of Sonic Mania is still archived on my Twitch page, which I'm not going to plug, but if you know my name, you can probably guess what my Twitch name is. Yeah, the entire time I was playing that, I was just grinning, like, ear to ear grinning the entire time, every single time something happened, just so happy when I was playing that game, even if by the end of my first session it was 4 a.m. and I was in Metallic Madness, starting to slowly feel tired, but I didn't care. It was so worth it. Absolutely love Sonic Forces every minute. Nope, wrong game. Sonic Mania, I did like Sonic Forces. Every minute of Sonic Mania, I just absolutely loved. Went back and played that game so many times since it's released, and it only released a few months ago, if we think about it. Like, not even a year ago, and I've probably beaten it 5 or 6 times now. Slightly worrying to think about. I guess outside of that, favourite games is a tough one. Probably Puyo Puyo Tetris, because I've never been, like, too massively into puzzle games. The only puzzle game I ever really got into was Tetris DS, actually. So I sort of went into it with a bit of a grain of salt, but I wanted to buy it originally because it was a Sega game on PS4 and I needed more stuff for PS4, as well as, you know, Sega stuff on the PS4. So I sort of bought it on a whim, and instantly, like, the day after I got it and we played it online, a few other people got it and we played it online and instantly fell in love. Absolutely loved Puyo Puyo Tetris. It was what I had been needing, like, that puzzle game craving. It's what I've been wanting for so long, and quite frankly, I think it was Sonic Team's best release of the year, even though it was released originally in 2014, but it proves to a lot of people who are like, Sonic Team can't make games anymore, that they can still make some absolutely fantastic games, because it's a solid game, and in fact, I was only just playing it a few minutes before the show. And I actually now own the English release on 3 platforms, so that proves how much I really love the game. Same with Sonic Mania, I own that on 3 platforms. It's probably a sign to where I want to support the developers if they make a good game. Funny that, isn't it? Let's see what you guys have been saying down in the chat room. I got a few messages, and I'm going to put these down for later, because I'm going to read them out in a later talk bed. Because padding, am I right? But as for now, I think it's time for some music from the game that we all love to bash, except for me. I don't like bashing it. I'm the one normally who will try and stop the bashing. But one thing we can say about it is it has some great music. Ignore modern Sonic. It has some great music. So, from the Avatar stages especially, I think, was the best. But Classic Sonic and Episode Shallow also had some great tracks, but I think we should get into a track from the well-loved Avatar stages, and I'm sure many people will have some requests from them a bit later on into the show. But let's start this off with a track from Sonic Forces. This is Fighting Onward for Spaceport, right here on Sega Ages.
always want to fight back, cause I can remember. I always want to fight back, cause I can remember. I always want to fight back, cause I can remember. I always want to fight back.
This good takes ages. Sega Ages on Radio Sega.
Yeah.
Fly Like a Beautiful Butterfly. Yes, obviously from Yakuza 6, that was Like a Butterfly featuring, if I can find the name, featuring Saki. Before that, from Hatsune Miku, Project Diva, Future Tone, DX. There's a lot of letters in that. Well, specifically, there was actually two versions of Project Diva Future Tone released this year. There was the original, which was released digitally in all parts of the world. Actually, okay, so it was released originally in Japan in 2016, but they brought it to the West in 2017, at the very beginning of the year. Then at the end of the year, they brought it back to Japan again, except this time physically, and it included a few more songs. That was one of the exclusive songs. That was Sand Planet right there. And, it's a lovely tune. I do like that one quite a lot, to be honest, but I'm sure there's a lot of people in the chat who don't love that one, but, yeah, we'll gloss over that. And as I said, I think the original Project Diva Arcade Future Tone, not Arcade, the original Project Diva Future Tone for the PS4 is actually probably my third pick for favourite game of 2017, because I just put so many hours into that. Like, I had to pry myself away at one point, and I didn't end up coming back to it for 6 months, and last Friday was the first time I came back to it since about, like, October. Whoops! But, I had to pry myself away because I was physically playing it so much, because even if you don't like the music, the rhythm game itself is very, very good, because it's composed? No? It's created by Sega AM2, the engine which is used in the game, or the gameplay engine at least. So, it's very solid stuff, obviously. You know, AM2, the well-loved Sega arcade creators. I think pretty much all that's going on is, by the way, as well, we got some requests, which, throughout the whole show, but mainly for the next block, we've still got some room for some requests. So if you want some, just send me a DM, or maybe even put it in the public chat if you can't remember. I've got in another message from Jamie. Okay, good, it's not a guess. But, speaking of guesses, should we have another go in reverse?
Sega Ages in reverse.
Currently, a few people are lagging behind, but as I said, there is one person who's very clearly got this. One person who is so far ahead, I'm worried other people might not catch up, but those extra opportunities will be giving people plenty of time to, or the extra opportunities as well, and the extra songs that we'll be playing throughout the show will give people plenty of chances to do the right thing and get the right answer and win themselves an awesome t-shirt. I'm not going to hint as to how many tracks we played yet, but use your brain. But I'm going to say there is a few meanies in here. There is one which I consider incredibly easy. Two which I consider intermediate, and two which I consider incredibly difficult, and I'm very mean for putting in there, but you've got to work for this. You don't just get given it for free. You've got to really put in the effort. But even if you didn't guess last go, you still got a chance of winning. You know, don't let one person being slightly ahead put you down, because there's still plenty more opportunities, and, you know, you could take the crown off their head. But I say, let's go ahead and give you that second chance. Let's go ahead and play two of In Reverse. Think you picked up on any more this time? Why not have another go? Just send me another DM. And in fact, you got unlimited guesses, so go ahead and give me some more. Because you've got unlimited guesses. As long as you just don't spam the entirety of one game, then, you know, you've got multiple options. Casey says it's too easy, which I disagree with, because a lot of people are having a very tough time with this one. So it's perfect, to be honest, because I know a lot of them. I feel like some of you in the chat who don't want to participate know a lot of them. But the people who actually count here seem to be struggling a bit. You know, you still got plenty more chances. So perhaps, I'm not saying you should do this, but you know, perhaps look through the games which were released in 2017. Maybe go for the music of them. Maybe that might help. But if not, you can still listen to the tracks which we got coming up within the show. So as I said, this block right here, we got in some requests from you guys. So we got in a track, first of all, which I picked. Then we got a request by Electric Boogaloo. And then we got a track which was requested by TCB. But we're going to kick things off with another Atlas track, actually, because this year there's been a lot of great Sega releases. And obviously we're going to focus a lot on them since they're... Well, Sega's our bread and butter here at Radio Sega, but also the fact of they were very big Sega releases, so we're going to put a lot of attention on them. But we also need to stop and appreciate Atlas, who had some great stuff come out this year, even if it wasn't to all of our, you know, even if it wasn't our cup of tea for some of us, but got to appreciate it anyway. So from Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth, this is Battlefield Activation right here on Radio Sega.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music, 24/7.
Some people in the chat are looking really glum because a lot of them seem to be missing out on a few of the tracks on In Reverse. But trust me, as I say multiple times, it'll come with time. But as for now, what about what we just heard? Well, that was from Yakuza 0, aka Ryo ga Gotoku 0. That was Judgment Referee Full Spec Edition, and that was requested by TCB. And before that, from Sonic Mania, that was the Metal Sonic boss fight, which is a remix of the Stardust Speedway Bad Future theme from the Japanese version of Sonic CD, as requested by Electric Boogaloo. And for that, a track from Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth. That was Battlefield Activation, and as Casey pointed out in the chat room, it's a lovely, gorgeous Yuzo Koshiro track, and we did an entire episode about him last week on the Topical Resort, so after you're done with this, maybe you should have listened to that. It's probably a bit more professional than this. But yeah, Electric Boogaloo has also pointed out in the chat room that not in the chat room, sorry, on my own time, that Sega actually had a series of PS1 releases come out last year. So they re-released a few of their PS1 games onto the PlayStation Store. So the PS3 and PS Vita. So I guess they're also eligible. I shouldn't read chat and talk. Actual title, Judgment Shinpan. That's what I meant to say. Thank you, Casey. But yeah, so those Sega PS1 re-releases are eligible, so that's stuff like, let me look, but I believe it was stuff like Puyo Puyo 2. On top of that, we also had, do I want to pronounce this? Let's do it anyway. Neketsu Oyaka, yeah, sure, we'll go with that. That's what you got to work with right there. I was just browsing the Radio Sega website quickly, and I've noticed the album artwork for Sega Ages on the website is a faker. That is clearly not the real artwork. Whoever did that should be put to shame, because I can see from having to recreate the logo to create the t-shirt, I know that one, the outline is too thick, and two, the Sega Ages text has no gradient like the original does. So shame on you, whoever made that. That is an imitation. A copy of the real thing. That is not the true Sega Ages logo that I know and love. But yes, aside from rambling about logos, we've also got something else to do, and let's lift those spirits a bit, because I think we should go for the third play of In Reverse.
Sega Ages In Reverse.
Since we're on the third play of In Reverse now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a points recap, just so you know, none of you who haven't even started playing yet, you're not too far behind. You can definitely catch up right now. So currently we have the first person to guess was Lost Impact, and she received 1 point for her guess, because it was a track that had already been played. After that we have Retrix, and although struggling around for a bit, he did the right thing, because Retrix guessed multiple times, which is what you should do, because if you think, oh, that sounds like a game I know, but you don't know the track, you have multiple guesses, so that shouldn't be an issue. Try as many times as you need, as long as you're not spamming the full track list, like you don't just copy and paste like a Google document of every single track from, like, I don't know, Sonic Mania or something, then, you know, you can pretty much guess as much as you want. Yeah, he did the right thing. He guessed multiple times. Use that advice to your advantage. Then we have the absolute beast, and this Jamie64326. He was the winner of our last In Reverse back in 2017. And he's currently in the lead, but not by much, because he's only 1 point one point ahead of Retrix. So, you know, there could be a bit of an overtake going on here. And our final guess that we got in a few moments ago on the last play of In Reverse was Electric Boogaloo, who managed to get 2 points, because he guessed one that hadn't been played yet. And Jamie knows that he's asking me a question that I cannot answer, because I'm not allowed to answer whether one's from a game or not. And yeah, Casey says that is the original art. The one I have is the fake one, and not fake revised. Huh. So the one on the website is just different then. Huh. My one looks better, I just want to say it. Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. Yeah, somebody's already posted the GIF. But I guess we did good on revising that then, because it looks much nicer now. I think a lot of people here are waiting now, because as Jamie proved to us by trying to guess the game instead of the track, a lot of people are eager to get those points, because they clearly want to win the best prize that has ever been given away on Radio Sega. If you remember my Topical Resort giveaway that I did back in Winterfest, my so exclusive that even I don't have it t-shirt that I later then went and bought myself, this is pretty much the same as that, except Sega Ages themed, and the difference is here, it's so exclusive this time that even I don't have it, because I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm not going to buy one. Dun dun dun, yeah, this way you insert a sound effect, but I don't have a sound effect. So instead, what we're going to have to do is pretend I said it and get into the third play of In Reverse. There's two in there that's so obvious, and I think they're the ones that people are mostly getting, but some people still don't have those ones. I'm really shocked by that, because I thought one of them would be an incredible giveaway, but apparently not. But yes, that was your third play of In Reverse. Get those guesses in, and, you know, could be another chance of winning an awesome prize. But Retrix has pointed out that he only made one guess from each game, actually, but that's still more than some people have done. Some people, in fact, you know, they've gone, oh, I think I know this game, but I'm not going to guess it. So even if you only do that, that is a smart decision to make. But guessing as many times as you can is clearly the smartest decision. That raises your IQ to 300. You could be on the level of Dr. Eggman if you guessed as many times as you wanted. And Jamie says, yeah, that is true. The Topical Resort t-shirt I gave him on the giveaway doesn't actually fit, because I ordered it before he asked, or before he gave me his size, which was a mistake on my end, but that will not happen this time, because I haven't ordered it yet. And, Retrix has guessed, but it's not correct. I'm so sorry, Retrix. I'll get back to you in a second. Jamie has once again only guessed the game, which doesn't help, because it's all good guessing the game, but he hasn't guessed the track. That's sort of the whole point of the game. Anyway, yeah, we've still got time for one more request in this block, so I guess if you haven't had a request yet, go ahead and send one in. Anyone is eligible for a request. Was I meant to do something this talk bed? I can't remember, if I'm honest at this point. No, okay, I wasn't, but I am doing something next talk bed. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. As for now, let you for one more time get in your guesses, but we're going to play you some more tunes, and I didn't plan this one on purpose, considering we just had a Sonic Mania track, but I so badly wanted to play this one, because it's funky as all hell, and even though it's from the same zone, Turn It Up and Get Down, this is from Sonic Mania, and this is Stardust Speedway Zone Act 2, a fantastic remix of the Japanese version. When we come back, we'll be reading through your favourite games of 2017. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
That's much better. That was a rather soothing track, and in fact, I think I actually prefer that more than the original much, the disappointment of the requester there, because that was Sonic Mania's Love Reef Zone Act 2, as requested by Jamie64326. For that, from Hatsune Miku, Project Diva, Future Tone, that was Lucid Dreaming, and before that, from Sonic Mania, that was Stardust Speedway Zone Act 2, an absolute tune, if I do say so myself. I feel so bad to break people's hearts because I don't think we had any correct guesses that entire in reverse, which is a shame, but some people have finally gone into that correct mindset of guessing. Even if it's not correct, it's a step of the way there. And it breaks my heart to say that next block we definitely will not have any that are in reverse, because next block is a bit of a special block, and I'll explain that in a second. But as for now, I asked you earlier on what your favourite parts, or what your favourite games, in fact, were in 2017, and now it's finally time to read them out. So, for starters, we had a message from Jamie, who wrote me massive paragraphs. So let's read them out, just to pad a bit of time. So Jamie says his first favourite game of the year was Sonic Mania. He said, sorry, he's sending me messages now. This is the first Sonic game we needed in the franchise a while back. Bringing back on the full-on classic gameplay of the Sonic franchise, while also bringing something new, like the drop dash ability. It's a game developed by fans of the Sonic franchise, from a community of making fan games and hacks, from the names of Taxman and Stealth, who also worked on the remix of Sonic CD, Sonic 1, and Sonic 2 with the Retro Engine, and bringing the fan remix of T-Lopes on board to make an original and official soundtrack that goes brilliantly with all the new original zones, on top of the returning zones from past classic Sonic games. It's a game where you'd think it'd be shrouded in nostalgia, but in fact it's the opposite. It's a game it's a game for any fan, old or new, to simply hop in and enjoy themselves defeating Dr. Eggman and his hard-boiled heavies. And one final thing to say about the game is Takanobu Mitsuyoshi, because obviously he was the announcer in the multiplayer mode, and the time trial mode, actually. And he says his second game was Puyo Puyo Tetris. He says, although I haven't played this until the PC port this year, it was a game that was brought to us in English for the first time in the West, so I'd like to include this. It's a crossover that's brought two huge puzzle game video game franchises together. That's a Tetris and Puyo Puyo, formerly known as Puyo Pop, in the West. It's something you'd think wouldn't work together, but the two styles of the puzzle games complement each other, and on top of that, getting you into Puyo, Tetris vs. Tetris, and Puyo vs. Tetris. Also, the game has a story mode that is somewhat crazy, but surprisingly enjoyable, and also a good way to learn about the two games, as you've got characters new to Tetris and new to Puyo. Finally, it has a great online multiplayer and a great soundtrack for us PC gamers, a great Japanese voice track. And then he goes on to guess, so obviously that's not part of his, of his favourite games. Maybe it was, who knows. Maybe he enjoyed guessing. Electric Boogaloo said that his favourite games of 2017 were Gravity Rush 2, Sonic Mania, and the Crash Insane Trilogy. I didn't mention the Crash Insane Trilogy, but I did really love the Crash Insane Trilogy. I'm bad at Crash Bandicoot, though, so I never got very far in it. And in fact, I still think I prefer the originals, but the Crash Insane Trilogy was a brilliant upgrade. I'm especially happy now that it's coming to all consoles, because now everyone can enjoy it. On top of that, we've also got the fact that 20 says that his favourite was Yakuza 0, and his favourite non-Sega was, once again, Crash, the Insane Trilogy. TCB says his favourite non-Sega game was Nier Automata, and his Gravity Rush 2 was his second. And he also says, funnily enough, but it's people's opinions, that he enjoyed Mario Odyssey more than he enjoyed Sonic Mania. Opus Science Collective, or Opus Sucks Collective as Jamie would call him, says that Sonic Mania had him welling up at times on his first playthrough. It was just so on point, it was absolutely beautiful and ticked both the gaming boxes and nostalgia boxes. I hadn't felt so at home with a video game since 1994. Casey says Super Mario Odyssey was interesting for him. He played the hell out of it for the first few days and it's amazing, but then he got a bit tired of it. He plans on picking it up again at some point, but ended up going back to Breath of the Wild and others. And he says that Wonder Boy, the Dragon House Trap, was a special mention for Game of the Year. Electric also gives some more answers. He said Night Trap 25th Anniversary Edition, which is great, you should pick up Night Trap. And Wonder Boy, the Dragon's Trap, two trap games. Take your meaning of trap as you will. I'll let you be as lewd as you want, to be honest. Let's see what other people have going on. I don't think they have anything, but if you've got any more favourite games, let us know down in the chat, and I'll be sure to read them out. Yeah, TCB makes the good old Crash Bandicoot, aka Dark Souls joke, which everyone keeps making on the internet because people cannot play video games. My video games are too hard, I can't play Crash Bandicoot. Stop whining. On top of that, I think we pretty much just got a random chat now, but I've noticed the time. We're already an hour and a half in, and I'd like to leave before 12 o'clock tonight. For the next block of music, there'll be no requests, but instead, it's a bit of a special block, because this technically isn't Sega. Ooh, I know, oh, we can't be having that, but the reason I say this is because these are games released in 2017 that used franchises either belonging to Sega or previously belonging to Sega, but they did not get published or made by them. So we got a track from a game which features Sega characters in the form of Hyperdimension Neptunia versus Sega Hard Girls, which was re-released in 2017 in the West. We've also got Wonder Boy, the Dragon's Trap 2017, which technically wasn't Sega, but we included it anyway because it's, one, it's a great game, and two, Wonder Boy is obviously well-known for a Sega franchise. And three, we got Res Infinite, which, as you know, Res was originally a Sega franchise, the original one, but then, what's their name? I can't think of their name. The company that made Res, we're going to call them that for now because I can't remember their name, they took back the license and now they own it. So technically it's not a Sega game, but it's a remake of a Sega game. So we've got all those games in the next coming block. Then after that, we'll be back to some good old Sega action. But this is sort of our honourable mentions block. So let's kick this off with a track from Hyperdimension Neptunia versus Sega Hard Girls. If you think it's going to be a screamy Japanese track, you're incredibly wrong, because it's game by Compile Heart. Sure, you know it's got some great music in it. So this is Go Go Attack. And when we come back, we'll be going through the history of 2017. And welcome back to Sega Ages, right here on Radio Sega, obviously celebrating the 8th anniversary of Radio Sega Live, because for those of you who don't know, this on this day, 8 years ago, the first episode of Sega Ages aired, officially marking the start of the live broadcast here on Radio Sega. What you just heard there was from Res Infinite, that was Wide Echoes, one of the various themes of Area X, which is an exclusive of Res Infinite, because it's not in any of the other versions. Before that, from Wonder Boy, the Dragon's Trap, the 2017 remake, that was the hospital theme, which is such a jazzy little track. And, what is it, before that, from Hyperdimension Neptune vs. Sega Hard Girls, that was Go Go Attack. And that was getting a bit of a lukewarm reception down in the Discord, but I thought it was alright, but it definitely wasn't the track that I intended to play there, but it'll do, I guess, because I thought the track that I normally play from that game was called Go Go Attack. It wasn't, it had a different name. I lied. But yes, we are now coming on to possibly one of the saddest parts of the show, because we have to talk about the history of 2017. So with that in mind, let's kick things off. So on the 20th of January, Donald Trump is sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. Obviously, there was a bit of controversy, you know, whether you like him or hate him. That's not to be discussed here because, you know, we want to keep this all nice and friendly, but there are mixed opinions about him going about, which is why there's a bit of a groan there. On January the 21st, millions joined the Women's March against the inauguration of Donald Trump. 420 marches, took place in the US, with 168 taking place in other countries, making it the largest worldwide protest in recent history. It only gets more depressing from here. That was fairly lighthearted comparing to what we have to talk about later. February 11th, North Korea conducts a ballistic missile test firing across the Sea of Japan, which sparked disapproval worldwide. March 3rd, on a slightly more light-hearted note, the Nintendo Switch was released on this day, and although the reception was lukewarm at first, it went on to outsell Nintendo's previous home console, brackets the Wii U, in less than a year, compared to the 4 years the Wii U had in the market. The Switch has now also become the fastest-selling console, at least at launch, in the US. On March 10th, back to the depressing news, the UN warns people that up to 20 million people in Yemen, Somalia, and South Sudan and Nigeria live in risk of starvation and famine, the highest number since World War II. March 29th, the United Kingdom triggered Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, officially starting the Brexit negotiations. Once again, whether Brexit's a good or bad thing, entirely up to you. Let's not get into that. April 6th. The US launched 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at an airbase in Syria in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack. And May 12th. Actually, no, this one's a bit more lighthearted. No, it's not, I lied. April 13th. The US then follows up these attacks by dropping the world's largest non-nuclear weapon, the GBU M3-B Moab, at an ISIL base in Afghanistan. Finally, onto a bit more light-hearted news. Light-hearted in comparison to what we had. The ransomware WannaCry is launched, which encrypts users' files and requires them to play Bitcoin to a hacker to get their files back. The attack became infamous for infecting many out-of-date PCs on the NHS system, and in total managed to reach 150 countries. Rather humorously, on May 13th, in response to the WannaCry attacks, Microsoft released an update for Windows XP, despite the operating system being no longer supported as of April 8th, 2014, not having an update. As of May 2014, not having an update. May 22nd, this is the part where it gets a little bit more personal, so maybe if some of this stuff might touch close to home, you know, give yourself a few minutes away. May 22nd, a terrorist attack occurs at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, which kills 22 people and injures over 500. June 1st, the US pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. June 3rd, a terrorist attack occurs on London Bridge, killing 8 and injuring 48. June 8th, a snap general election is held in the UK, resulting in a hung parliament, with the Conservative Party losing their majority and the Labour Party gaining for the first time since 1997. June 12th, American student Otto Warmbier, returns to the US in a coma after being held in a North Korean prison for 17 months. He dies a week later. June 14th, A fire at Grenfell Tower in London kills 71 people. The UK was really hurting in this year. This was not a fantastic year for the UK, as you can tell by this news. July 4th, North Korea successfully tests its first intercontinental ballistic missile. Russia and China urged them to halt their operations. July 7th, a treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons is voted for by 122 states. And when we come back to the news in a few blocks time, we'll be getting into the news for the second half of the year, which is still quite depressing, but not as depressing as what happened there. Yeah, the tone of my voice there is really damning, because that's on purpose. We do need some uplifting music, as TCB says after that. I apologise, but it's a tradition of Sega Ages. You've got to do that. You know, you can't not read the news, because it's part of the whole show. So let's listen to a bit more of uplifting music, and also some music that might help you for a bit later on. Maybe it just might help you. It might help you enjoy yourself a bit more, or it might help you for something that's going to happen in about a talk quiz time. What I mean, nothing. I just want to help out as many people as possible. So we're going to get into a request by 20, I believe this one was from Yakuza Kiwami, aka Ryoga Gotoku Kiwami. This is The End of Dojma. Dojma? Dogma? I don't know how to pronounce it. I apologize. I'm English. I can't pronounce this stuff. But when we come back, we'll be getting into some lovely In Reverse, which should hopefully lift the mood a bit. Thank goodness, guys, we can rest easy, because Jamie's just corrected me that it's Dojima. There we go. The end of the Dojima on Sega Ages.
This good takes ages. Sega Ages on Radio Sega.
What an absolute tune that was. Some people in the chat didn't seem to be dancing as hard as others, but that was from Sonic Forces. That was the interior theme of Arsenal Pyramid. So for those of you who haven't played the game, basically there's a stage called Arsenal Pyramid, and at the beginning you're just sort of outside looking at the pyramid. It's all nice, and I think it's got a remix of Fist Bump in the background. But then you go inside of the pyramids, and it's like this technology base, and that track plays, and that is absolutely incredible. I love that track. Definitely the case of Stardust Speedway, as it says, turn it up and get down. You must do that when listening to that track. Before that, from Hatsune Miku, Project Mirai DX, that was Lots of Love. And I personally quite like that track. I like how bouncy it is. I say Project Mirai DX because that's the game it originated from. That was the first D.Va game it was in, because obviously it was from... It was also in Future Tone, and I believe it was in Project D.Va X as well, except it was a different version there. And kicking off the block was a request by 20. That was from Yakuza Kiwami, and that was the end of Dojima. And not Dogma, or not Dojima, as I called it earlier. Dojima. It's not even close. But yes, this is going to be an incredibly short talk bed, because it is 10 o'clock already, and this show is only meant to be 2 hours, and we still got quite a bit to go. So, instead, I think it is time that we did the thing you've all been waiting for. It's time for the fourth play of In Reverse.
Sega Ages In Reverse.
So some of us are actually doing quite well for ourselves. Some of us have actually guessed quite a few of the tracks that are in there. On the other hand, some of us haven't guessed since our initial guess, which you should do, because there's so many things that you could... Well, there's so many easy tracks in there that I think you could get with just one more listen. And especially, some of them might have been played since your last play. yes, but... I think this play you should definitely at least get one more compared to what you had before. I'll say that. But as for now, let's get into the fourth play of In Reverse. Like that should have helped some people. Let's hope that helps some people. But yes, that was the fourth play of In Reverse, and now it is it's almost time to get into some more music. Before that, I just want to say someone has caught up, so we currently have a tie in first place between Retrix and Jamie, and either way I must say it is going to an excellent home. But we've got some people still creeping in there. We've got Electric Boogaloo, and Electric Boogaloo with 2 points, Lost Impact 1 point, and the newcomer who came in after the third play is in fact Shaddix Croft. He got some of the tracks there, but I feel like some people will be able to get a few more, so let me just keep an eye on my usual places. Okay, he got so Shaddix now has 3 points, and I think definitely some people will catch up. You still got a chance, you still got one more play. Scrub through the Radio Sega playlist, look for every single game which was released in 2017, and listen to every track until you're convinced it's that track. That's how desperate I am for you to get these. I still say there's one incredibly mean track in there, because it's from a game that's well known, but it's one of the least well known tracks from that game. And on top of that, there's one which I thought was the most mean, but someone actually managed to get it. So you still got your chances, I'd say, at least. You can catch up, you can do this. But as for now, there was a few re-releases on PC in 2017, because as we know, there was the PS1 and PS... or the PS1 re-releases on PS3 and PS Vita. But we also, outside of English translations, saw some re-releases. And these came from Platinum Games, so two of their well-beloved games, or one of their well-beloved games, which was Bayonetta, and the other game, which was Vanquish. I'm joking, I know some people like Vanquish. I personally don't like it that much. But yes, they both came to PC in March... I think they both came to PC in April, respectively. And they were pretty good ports as well. I hear they're the best versions, aside from Bayonetta, which doesn't include the bonus Nintendo costumes, which, love or hate Nintendo, those costumes with their unique abilities, which you couldn't find anywhere else in the game, were still a pretty cool extra. But yeah, in general, we had to play at least one thing from one of the games, which was re-released onto PC this year. So I went with something from Bayonetta because I played a track from Vanquish, or the track that I wanted to play from Vanquish recently, I just remembered. So I went with something from Bayonetta. I don't think I've ever actually played this track on a show. So from the original Bayonetta, this is Mysterious Destiny, the retro version, right here on Sega Ages. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Sega Ages, right here on Radio Sega, celebrating the 8th anniversary of Radio Sega Live. What you just had there was from Yakuza 0. That is the Western version of the intro theme, because for those of you who don't know, the Japanese version had an intro theme done by I can't remember who it was done by, but the track was called Bubble, and it was a J-pop track. A J-pop? No, it wasn't. That's a lie. I'm talking nonsense. Anyway, it had Japanese vocals in it, which is why it wasn't brought over to the Western version. And that one's nice, but it's no Bubble, I'm gonna be honest. But it is time to return to Depressed Viper. So sad. Oh, I'm heartbroken because we must read some more world affairs, and no one wants to do that because this year was too depressing, as everyone has pointed out. So, August 21st, a solar eclipse. Actually, this is quite a nice way to start off the blog. August 21st, a solar eclipse is visible across the United States. August 2nd, all the way through to the 30th, Hurricane Harvey strikes the US as a Category 4 hurricane, causing lots of damage to the Houston area. At least 108 deaths are recorded, and the damage caused was $125 billion. September 3rd, North Korea conducts its 6th nuclear test. This one proves to be the most powerful. September 6th to September 10th, the Caribbean and the US are struck by Hurricane Irma, a Category 5 hurricane. It causes at least 146 deaths and $64.2 billion in damage. September 13th, the Olympic Committee give Paris the rights to the 2024 Olympic Games, and Los Angeles the rights to the 2028 Olympic Games. September 15th, Cassini Huygens, can't pronounce that, ends its 14-year mission as it plunges into Saturn, becoming the first spacecraft to enter the planet's atmosphere. September 19th, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake strikes central Mexico, killing at least 350 people and leaving 6,000 injured, with thousands being left homeless. It only gets more depressing from here if you're not a fan of hurricanes. September 19th to September 20th, Hurricane Maria, no Shadow the Hedgehog jokes right now, strikes the same areas as Irma as a Category 5 hurricane, entering Puerto Rico as Category 4. It's estimated to have caused 112 deaths, and damages are expected to be $91.6 billion. Once again, the depressing scale goes down, because on October 1st, a terrorist attack occurred in Las Vegas. 58 people were killed, and 851 were injured. October 14th, a truck bombing in Somalia kills 512 people and injures 316. October 27th, Catalonia declares independence from Spain, but they're not recognised by the Spanish government or any other sovereign nations. They don't know who they are, like, they're not going to talk to them. They blocked them on all forms of social media because, who are you? It's the ultimate troll after becoming independent, I'd say. November 2nd, a new species of orangutan was discovered in Indonesia. This one was quite a juicy one, I'd say. November 5th, a German newspaper published 13.4 million documents leaked from Appleby? These documents reveal that politicians, celebrities, corporate giants, and business leaders were avoiding paying tax. These became known as the Paradise Papers. November 12th, a magnitude 7.3 earthquake hits the borders of Iraq and Iran, killing 530 people and leaving 700,000 homeless. November 15th, the Leonardo da Vinci painting Salvatore Mundi sells for $450 million, a record price for a piece of art. December 5th, Russia is banned from the 2018 Olympic Winter Games following an investigation into doping. A bit of positive news. December 9th, a bit of positive news. The Iraqi military announces that it's been liberated from all of it, or has liberated all of its territory from ISIS, and they've taken control of the Iraqi-Syrian border. December 14th, the final bit of news for the year, the Walt Disney Company announces that it will acquire most of 21st Century Fox for $66 billion, with the transaction taking place before the end of the year. Marones, I'm really bad at pronouncing tonight, has said, Spain, autonomous communities each has autonomy over the central government in Madrid. And also, people have just been generally talking in the chat room. 20 just says in all caps and all bold letters, 2017, because 2017 was not a great year, as you can tell by that news. There was like maybe two bits of positive news. One of them was the Switch and the other was Windows XP. That's not really a great year in terms of news. Not as positive as some of the other Sega Ages news, but we had to talk about it right there. And Shadix Croft says that he got his PS Vita, or PS Vita TV, PS TV hacked. All is good. And yeah, Electric Boogaloo posted the image from The Simpsons where they predicted that 20th Century Fox would be bought by Walt Disney. And they were indeed correct. But then again, they just said a lot of stuff on a whim, and then it just sort of turns out to be true. And then people go, the people writing it, they can see into the future, they're geniuses, because they predicted that Donald Trump would be president, like, a few years ago. Whoop-de-doo, congratulations. On to some more music now. We got a track coming out from Etrian Odyssey 5 again. Actually, is this the same track I played? I feel like it could potentially be. Why does my play date not go back that far? Why? Actually, no, it's not the same track. Okay, I'm just confusing myself. Then after that, we got a track from an arcade game, which it's an old favourite here at Radio Sega, because it's Daytona USA, but they re-released it this year in arcades, and they made a bit of a screw-up, because at the end of the year, they released a massive patch for the game, except there was just one issue. Because they released the patch, they accidentally released the entire game onto the internet. Meaning that you can now play Daytona Championship USA, a 2017 arcade game, on your own PC. Whoops. But luckily that, for us, that's positive, and... Well, that's positive for us because that means we can get the music, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to play you the King of Speed, the arranged version. Then after that, as Electric Boogaloo just asked me, has the request block passed? No, because after that we have a request from Electric Boogaloo from Neketsu Oyaka, the PS1 game which Sega now technically owns, and they re-released this year on PSN, so therefore it counts. So we'll be getting into all of that, and then when we come back, we will be doing one more play of In Reverse, then a few more tracks, and then finally, we'll be ending off the show. And I say finally, but I think we've still got a few more blocks to go. But as for now, enjoy the music. 2 hours got destroyed, and 2 hours and a half got destroyed. We're going for the big 3 hours, and I'm joking. I want to go to sleep soon. We just heard there was from... Let me get up the official pronunciation, because Electric Boogaloo had to get up for me, because an English person cannot pronounce Japanese. It is Neketsu Oyako. Neketsu Oyano. I just want to pronounce it right. Neketsu Oyako. There we go. Perfect. And then that was Mega Tokyo 2064 Outer Road City, because that wasn't originally a Sega game. However, they've now bought the rights to it, so they technically owned it. And this year they re-released it onto PS3, PS Vita, and PSP. Before that was a track from Daytona Championship USA, which, once again, Electric Boogaloo pointed out is actually from Daytona USA 2001, but they reused it there. That is the King of Speed, the arranged version. For that, from Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth, that was Labyrinth 3, Graveyard of Darkness. And now, I'm no longer stalling for time. I stalled too much of time earlier. It's time to get into the final play of Sega Ages. Insert pause here. Sega Ages.
Sega Ages in reverse.
That's what I was trying to do, but I couldn't cue the track up fast enough, so there was just an awkward pause. So yes, welcome to the final play of In Reverse. After this, at the end of the show, we'll be giving you the results, and you'll be kicking yourself at some of these, I will say, because they're incredibly easy, except for one. I could get that on for you, Retrix. Yeah, I would just need to find that first, is the issue. And on top of that, on top of that, there's also the fact that I don't think it's actually that long. But, not really got too much else to say, except for Retrix is now tying with Jamie once again, and 20 got a point. Hooray! Well done to 20. Now let's get the rest of those points, yeah, but... Come on, either Jamie or Retrix, you know what you need to do now. You've got to do this as quickly as you can. You've got to do what's necessary in order to get the points, because... I'm not using random.org. One of you will need to edge this one out. So with that in mind, why don't we get into the final play of In Reverse. Think you know any more yet? Why not send me a DM? I am GreenVerperate over on RadioSega.gif/Discord. Or if you want to send it in through Twitter, I am at TheGreenVerperate or at RadioSega. Remember, private message, do not send it in public, because you don't want to give away your answers to everyone else. You don't want to give away your chances of winning a one-of-a-kind exclusive Sega Ages t-shirt. Do you? I don't think you do. I'd want to win it, you know. I wish I could win it. I could win it, because I know all the answers, but I'm not going to win it. Up next is a track from another Atlus game, except this time it's not an RPG, it's a fighting game, and this is one of Rav Sieg's absolute favourites, I know this for a fact. So, from the King of Fighters, 14 I think that is, I can't read Roman numerals that high. This is Saxophone Under the Moon, an absolute tune, followed by more saxophone after that, because we got another saxophone epic track, right here, on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Sega.
I know that track cut rather abruptly, but that's because that's all there is in the game. That was Sonic Mania's Angel Island Zone, and The reason that's so short is because the only time that plays in-game is in a cutscene in Angel Island Zone, which is right at the beginning of the game, and only lasts for about 18 seconds. No, actually about 13 seconds, roughly, I think it is, I don't know. But yeah, that was requested by Retrix, and before that was a request from Shaddix Croft, that was from Sonic Forces, that was Fist Bump, the actual main theme of the game, unlike Theme of the Resistance. did I say that out loud? Theme of the Resistance? Before that, from Sonic Mania, that was Metallic Madness Zone Act 2. I swear there were more than two games released this year. But in all seriousness, blame requests for the amount of Sonic music coming up within the next few blocks. I apologise. My own picks, I tried to keep it varied, but other people had other suggestions, and I don't want to turn down requests, so I don't mind if they're Sonic, because especially we've had like a massive drought of Sonic stuff in the past as well, because last year's Sega Ages, the only Sonic game on the list was Sonic Boom Fire and Ice, and that didn't exactly have the best music. Sorry, Richard Jakes, hashtag friend of the station. No one will get that joke. Okay, I should explain that joke, but I'm not going to, so instead, instead, I'm going to tell you what we played the first track. That was the King of Fighters 14, Saxophone Under the Moon, which is an absolute favourite here on Radio Sega. Love that one, the saxophone there. Oh, gorgeous. And Ravsig loves that one as well, and I had to get that one for him. Up next is our games which aren't Sega. They're not Sega franchises. They're not Sega at all. But I think they deserved including, and then we got a request after that. So, first up here is a game that's so... this game is very heavily influenced by 90s platformers, such as... Let's get the boring ones out of the way first. Stuff such as Kirby Superstar, a fantastic game, I might add, but some people might not like it. Stuff like, you know, all your sort of Nintendo stuff. And more importantly, it's heavily inspired by games like Gunstar Heroes, Sonic the Hedgehog, all those great 90s platformers, stuff like... What do the physics remind me of? I can't remember. Some game. A bit of wrist stuff thrown in there, I guess, but for the most part, it's like a massive love letter to 90s platformers. And we're even featured in said game. We're on a billboard in the second stage of the game. So there are images out there on the internet, so go ahead and look for them. Then after that, we got a game which is so heavily influenced by Jet Set Radio, they even got Hideki Naganuma to compose two of the tracks, and of course we had to play you one of them there, and then we got our request. But yeah, I thought these aren't Sega, but they're so heavily influenced and have ties within Sega that they deserve a spot in here since they were both released in 2017. Especially, gotta give some love to Spark the Electric Jester considering we're in it, so thank you to Lake Feppen, and thank you for Andy for getting us in there. That's much appreciated. But let's kick off this sort of fan game block, or not fan game, but indie game block, with a track from Spark the Electric Jester. This is Flower Mountain City, right here on Sega Ages.
Hello, I'm Hideki Naganuma, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
Forever. down in a second. Cause I was born in this pain. It only hurts if you let it. So if you think you can take me, then you should go and forget it. And after all this time, you're back for more. I won't stop until they know my name. So I'll take what's mine and start this war. I'll come and ask you like a tidal wave. When every day
in reverse.
Who is gonna save you now? Sega Ages in reverse. Yes, welcome back to In Reverse. This is actually not in reverse. This is instead the results of In Reverse. It is time to get the results. I just want to say there's still a tie. No one tried to remedy the tie, so we're gonna have to go to random.org. My favourite. I love random.org. You had the opportunity to. I did warn you, but no one did. So currently I should give you the standings. So In Reverse is now dun 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 closed. So in last place with 1 point is Lost Impact, and as well 20. Both of them received 1 point, and you know, I mean, we could all sit here and point and laugh because I got 2 points, but no. No need to point and laugh. Took part, that's all that counts. But, you know, hopefully your In Reverse skills are less rusty for next year. Yeah, next year, I said it. In second place with 2 points, in a joint second to last place with 2 points is Electric Boogaloo. He tried, he came, he sawed, he conquered and all that sort of stuff, but it weren't enough, sadly. where would that be? That would be third place. That is Shaddix Croft, and he got 3 points. And he went insane because he thought the track from Hover that we played earlier was apparently from... was apparently in reverse. It wasn't. But he got 3 points. And in joint first place is both Rectrix and Jamie64326, both of whom have won stuff recently. So who should be crowned the winner of winners in just a moment? We'll find out after I tell you what we just played. So, as requested by Lost Impact, that was Infinite, or the theme of Infinite from Sonic Force. Incredibly edgy. The amount of like slices you could have by the end of that song. Too many. For that was a track from Hover, Revolt of Gamers, which was a indie game inspired heavily by Jet Set Radio, and that was Never Forever, as composed by a Jet Set Radio composer, Hideki Naganuma. And kicking off the block, there was a track from Spark, The Electric Jester, and that wasn't the track which most people thought I was probably going to play, which is the Ultimate Final Boss theme, which is really nice, but I wasn't going to play it there because I played it too much. That was Flower Mountain City, the theme of Stage 1, and now, I'm sure you're itching for it, it's time to find out what the results of In Reverse were, and why you can kick yourselves, so enjoy the results. It was the first track we played, it should have been really easy. From Sonic Forces, that's the title theme version of Theme of the Resistance. This was really mean, but Rectrix got it from Yakuza 6, that was Like a Butterfly featuring Saki. In my opinion, by far the easiest, from Sonic Mania, that's Press Garden Zone, Act 1. AKA Tabloid Jargon. That one was so mean, from Persona 5, that was Freedom and Peace. I thought this one was really obvious when we played it forwards. This is Hatsune Miku, Project Eva Future Tone, Lots of Laugh. And there we go, that was In Reverse. Are you kicking yourself now? Let's see what the chat room is saying in response to all of that. I think there's just a lot of people telling me that I've overrun, because yes, this is 3 hours in, I'm well aware. Retrix is asking, what was the game which had a soundtrack from Naganuma? Only two of the tracks were from Naganuma, and that was Hover, Revolt of Gamers, which is a fantastic game, but very high requirements because it's PC only. And there was also the fact that there was... people are talking about the fact that there was a Yakuza 6 track in there, which, yes, that was very mean, but apparently Casey thought it wasn't mean. But I thought it was mean because Yakuza 6 hasn't even come out in the West yet, so most of us haven't even played it. Which is why I thought that was bad, and the Persona 5 track was brutal. I apologise to everyone, but we get to have one difficult one in there. But yes, with that in mind, we still got two winners, so we need to decide who is the final winner. Random.org, my good old friend, who I have to use for every giveaway now. Shaddix Croft has said something which I don't think I can repeat on air, so where is it? Nope, they're none of the ones I want. List generator. I just want the list generator. Sequence generator. There we go. Nope, that's still not the right one. Please, just give me the right one. Thank you. Thank you, random.org. You finally work. So, let him mind. Let's stick him in the mixer. Jamie64326 and Rectrix. And... on the count of three, 1, 2, 3, do a drum roll in your head, because I'm not banging on the table, because it'd make a horrible noise on the microphone. And the winner was Jamie64326. So, Mr. Jamie, go ahead, send me your shirt size, and send me your address. I think I should already know it, but do that, and yeah. Well done, congratulations for winning the one-of-a-kind exclusive Sega Ages t-shirt. With that in mind, it is pretty much the end of the show. So, I want to thank you to all who listened, and I imagine Casey is going to be saying that that wasn't a difficult track, but I lied. And Retrix asked what was the Persona 5 track. That was Freedom and Peace from Persona 5. With that in mind, I just want to say thank you so much for listening, everyone. It's really been an honour to host Sega Ages. Always been my favourite Radio Sega live show, and sort of an honour to look up to. It's really been one of those shows which, you know, I looked up to and admired, and now here I am, hosting an episode. Never again, it'll probably not happen again. If you want to catch my antics, because for some reason you've enjoyed listening to me for the past 3 hours, you can catch me over on the Topical Resort, Fridays at 7pm on Radio Sega. Next week is a rather special occasion, because we're going to be celebrating the history of Radio Sega Live. So on Friday, we'll be going over the history, every Radio Sega Live show, playing the theme songs, getting your opinions, what you'd say is your absolute favourite show. It better be mine. Or all that sort of stuff. And on top of that, it's a rather special episode, not just because it falls onto Radio Sega Live Anniversary Week, but because, rather coincidentally, the 50th episode of Topical Resort is next week, meaning I get to do a history episode on my anniversary episode. But yeah, I'm very excited for the history of Radio Sega Live, and I'm also excited for the 50th episode, so be sure to tune in. It's been a week of events for me. And Retrix asks, I meant the Persona 5 track was the one I didn't score any points for. So sorry, I'm being stupid. Never again. Did I get fired? Not yet. No, that's the key word. But will I be able to host another episode of Sega Ages? Or will Casey return to his crown and host probably the fifth one now? I think it's the fifth one. Who knows, but hopefully I'll be with you next time, because I've really enjoyed this massive honour. So thank you so much to everyone who tuned in. This wasn't intended, but I wanted to end off with this, so I apologise for all the Sonic spam over the past like half an hour, because a lot of people wanted to hear it, but I always planned to end off on this one. So this is a tune, you know I love this track, this is my favourite theme from the Avatar section of the game. I never really hear much love for this one, but I think it's probably the best track in the game. But a lot of people seem to complain because the level itself is very difficult, so you hear this track a lot in the game. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to Sega Ages. I will see you guys on Friday night. But as for then, you know, stick around Radio Sega Live on Wednesday. We have KC with the Manic Monday show, or in this case, as he calls it when it's on a Wednesday, the Whack-Ass Wednesday show. And then on top of that, after Topical Resort Friday at 7, we have Sega Mixer Drive will not be on Friday at 9pm, that'll be on Sunday. So after that, we have Chaos Control Center with CD-ROM and BDX The Bad Influence, which will be on around, it'll be on around 11pm, I believe, because of time zones currently. So if you're in the UK, 11pm will be the time that Chaos Control Center's on. If you're in the Eastern time zone or you're in America, then it'll be on at usual time for you. But for us here in the UK, we haven't time traveled yet. Yes, with that in mind, I've been Green Vibrate. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank everyone, the tons of you who've been in the chat, the tons of you who've been listening, the amount of support for this has been incredible. I will see you Friday. You'll see the show next year. And I'm going to leave you with Fading Tower, or Fading World from Imperial Tower from Sonic Forces. I'll catch you guys soon. Bye-bye. Has
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.